The internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
What does the Bible say? What does the Bible teach? I spoke to you recently on what does it teach about itself? What does the Bible claim for itself? Today I want to bring you this message. What does the Bible tell a preacher to preach? What's a preacher supposed to preach? Well, the Apostle Paul ought to have settled that problem. Paul was the greatest Christian leader the world ever knew. Next to Jesus Christ, he did more for Christianity than any man ever has done. Then there was a man like Paul. You know his story. Paul, who was persecuting the church, a Pharisee of the Pharisee, dragging Christians to court, doing everything he could to stop Christianity, stood by and held the clothes while Stephen was stoned. Paul, that wonderful, strange man of God. That man who was going down Damascus Road until God literally reached over him and stopped him and said, "You're persecuting me," and told him what to do, and Paul said, "All right, I'll do it." Paul, who said he'd always lived in good conscience, and his conscience before he met Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road was regulated by his prejudices and by his bitter, hard, technical letter-of-the-law creed. When he met Jesus Christ, he met him, his life was transformed. You know the story. All right. Now, there's a young preacher named Timothy we read about in the Bible. Paul wrote Timothy and told him what to preach. And he said, "Timothy, preach the word. Preach the word." That's a marvelous statement. What is the word? The word is the Bible. Now, when Paul wrote that, the New Testament was not finished. But it's finished now. We have a complete revelation. But you had the Old Testament. And the New Testament at that time was being written. Preach the word. Preach the word. All right, that's what a preacher is supposed to preach. He's not supposed to preach what he thinks. He's to preach what the Bible says about what he thinks. He's to preach what the Bible says about how people ought to live. He's to preach the word. Now, that's not all he said. He told him to preach the word. He said, keep on preaching the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Instant in season, out of season. Preach the word. You know, I go up and down this country, and I make it a habit of reading the papers on Saturday for church page and see what the preacher's going to preach about on Sunday. I read those sermon topics. And, you know, sometimes I feel sick around the heart. I wonder how God looks at the thing. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, we're not really training Bible preachers anymore to any great extent. We try to turn some out in Bob Jones University, and there are a few Bible institutes trying to train them. But, you know, we're not training people as preachers very much in the world anymore. We're training executives. We're training men how to organize a Sunday school, how to build a church, how to handle people, how to get along with folks, how to get along with the deacons and the elders and the stewards, and how to get along with the community, see. We're teaching folks that way. And we've gotten away from the old time preaching, when preachers preached the word. When I was a boy, we preachers in my country, everybody believed the Bible, and they preached the word of God. And they'd get out the Bible on the pulpit, and we sat there, little children, looked up and said, "That's the Bible. He's going to tell us what the book says." And he did, too. Now, that's what Paul told Timothy to preach. Preach the word. What is the word? Well, it's a completed Bible. The word of God as we have it today, forever settled in heaven. That word of God, we start back at Genesis and run through the last verse in Revelation. That's the word of God. Forever settled in heaven. Sealed forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but that word will never pass away. And a preacher's supposed to preach the word. Now, we send out preachers today, and they preach what people say about the word. See? Instead of preaching the word, they preach what the folks say about the word, or what somebody says about this, or somebody says about that. Now, what a preacher should do is to tell people what the word says about education, what the world says about what man says, what the world says about what statesmen are saying, what the world says. And what does God say? We are to test everything by the Bible. You are to test your own conscience by the Bible. Paul killed people with all good conscience, dragged them to court, and persecuted the saints. But after he met Jesus, he got a new creed. He found out Jesus wasn't dead. He'd been raised from the dead, and he was the Son of God. And he said, "What'll thou have me to do?" And then Paul went out ready to die himself. He used to kill people, persecute people for being for Christ, but now he's willing to die for them. You know, when I think about it, how it's happened down through the years under my ministry, I've seen people that hated Christians, they hated preachers, they hated everything that was good, they hated the Bible, yet I've seen them saved, and in 1 minute's time they believe the Bible. Now, I want to tell you something. There are people in this country today that are going along from day to day, going along all over this country today. They're living as they please, their own kind of life, and they don't believe the Bible. Some of them say, "Well, I think some of it's so." You do. You're going to decide what God says. You'll take it yourself. Say, yeah. And the whole religious, Protestant religious world today is divided right here. The Bible contains the Word of God, some of them say. We old-timers say the Bible is the Word of God. Now, that's two different religions. That's not the same religion. One religion says the Bible is the Word of God. The other says the Bible contains or may contain the Word of God, say. And we'll decide which is which, see. Man sets himself up as his own God. He deifies his own mind. And he makes the decision. If it suits him and his thinking, he says, "Well, that's all right. That's part of the Word." And you have a Protestant world today divided. Not between Baptists and Methodists or Presbyterians and Episcopalians. Not divided that way. It's a Protestant religious world divided today between those who are line drawn, between those who believe the Bible is the Word of God and those who believe it contains and may contain the Word of God. Now, Bob Jones University was founded on the blessed fact that the Bible is the Word of God. Whatever the Bible says is so. Never mind what man may say about it. It is so. Now, we may not agree about some things it says because some of us may be too dumb to understand. But all the fundamental essential things are as clear as daylight. All right. Now then, the Bible is the Word of God. And God Almighty will enlighten you, if you want to know, to understand enough of the essentials to make you a good and wonderful Christian. And it may be that some things you may not see exactly like somebody else sees it. But you'll believe it whether you understand it or not. Through the years, I have seen people that were unconverted. And they'd get converted, and the moment they were saved, they'd believe everything in the Bible. Now, a man who believes that the Bible contains the Word of God and does not believe it is the Word of God is not a born-again man. He's a lost man. I've never known a man in my life that didn't believe the Bible after he was converted. The moment he becomes converted, he believes. I've seen atheists. I've seen agnostics. I've seen skeptics. I've seen infidels. I've seen all sorts of people. And the very second they found Jesus Christ, they come to believe the Bible immediately without one question. I have in my mind a picture of an old infant now. One time back in a meeting where I was speaking, one Sunday afternoon to men only in Indiana, and he was known as the biggest infant in that country. And I gave the invitation, I was preaching a straight sermon, and I looked out over the crowd, and as soon as I gave the invitation, that man started down the aisle, and he told me later, he said, "When I picked up my foot, and though I put it down, I believed everything in the Bible. I knew the whole trouble was with me." Now, Paul told Timothy to preach the Word. And I'm going to show you in this series of messages before I get through that this Bible has a message for every man and woman in the world about any problem you have to meet. Doesn't matter what your problem is, the Bible's clear on it. If it's something that you need to live right, all you've got to do is to, in a humble Christian way, go to the Bible. Find out what the Bible says, there'll be no problem about it. So Paul told Timothy, preach the Word. Be instant, see now, see. Now, I hope to take up this right where I leave it off now in the next message and tell you the rest of the things that Paul told Timothy to do. He told him to preach the Word. Now, some preachers preach the Word. They don't do all that Paul told Timothy to do. But a big percentage of the preachers in this country have gone off to religious seminaries. Seminaries, sometimes their own denominations, that have been built with money given by honest, humble, faithful Christian people to train preachers. And they've come away from those seminaries not as good preachers as they went there. Now, they might have had a sort of a scholarship, but they weren't as good preachers. Any seminary that doesn't make a man a better preacher than he would be without the seminary is a curse instead of a blessing. Preach the Word. What America needs today is an old-time Holy Ghost preaching of the Bible, crusade from one end of this country to the other. If we had that kind of preaching, a revival would sweep over America. All right? Now, the Bible tells us what to do. We're to hide the word in our hearts so we not sin against God. We're to preach the word if we're preachers. We're to give the word of God to people where we have a chance. We should be faithful in all things in magnifying the word of God. And many women, listen, the troubles in this nation today that we are suffering and all this confusion we are going through now is a confusion that's terrible and disturbing and awful. And God's going to hold the preachers, some of them responsible for it. Many of my friends don't misunderstand me. I thank God for all the faithful, good preachers in the world. And I've always been a friend of preachers. But I'll tell you right now, we are facing a tragic condition, and you're going to have to get back to preaching the word in this country like Paul told Timothy to preach it. Well, I think in those early days when they shook the foundations of the Roman Empire and turned the current of history, and they went out saying, Jesus Christ isn't dead. You crucified him with your wicked hands and nailed him to a cross and your sin and put him there. And he was buried, and the third day he rose again. He's gone back to heaven. He's coming back again someday. And that little crowd of people who didn't have much standing shook the foundations of the Roman Empire and turned the current of history. But we got away from the word, and we settled down, and what a mess we're in now. We preach what men think and what men say, and we magnified scholarship above the word of God. And God Almighty has magnified his word according to the Bible above his own name. And we've got to get back there, men and women. We haven't any time, too. There's no time to waste. Preach the word. If you've got a preacher that preaches the word, thank God for him. If he believes the Bible from cover to cover and doesn't support anything contrary to what he believes, stand by him. If you got a preacher that doesn't preach the word, don't support him. Don't pay him. Don't help him, because you're helping a cause that's going to bring destruction and ruin sooner or later this nation. All right? We believe the Bible. It says it's settled in heaven forever. It's God's word. Now, Paul, with a pen of inspiration, tells Timothy to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for wisdom and guidance and leadership of the Spirit of God, and keep us faithful. Keep us preachers faithful. Keep Bob Jones University faithful to thy word. Keep the preachers who go out in this institution. Keep on preaching the word of God without compromise to the ends of the earth. Hear us in this prayer as we dedicate our lives in trust for thy guidance, thy wisdom, and leadership of the Spirit of God in all things. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.